Today is a glorious day. It's a wonderful day. A day filled with harmony and beauty and goodness. And what is the reason for it? Because we are there. Because I am there. If I were not here to appreciate this wonderful, glorious, beautiful day, it wouldn't exist. You say, well, surely it would exist for everybody else. No, there is nobody else in the universe except myself. Now you say, that is, you know, egotist. That's egotism. That's narcissism, and all that sort of stuff. And no, it isn't. It is not being an egotist. It's not being a narcissist. It is being a realist. Because the words of the Bible, the words of the philosophers are, man, know thyself. Why should we know ourself if everybody else is important? Now, the only reason anybody else on this earth is important is because we created them. The only reason anybody else on this earth is important is because we give them sustenance, we give them life, we give them form, we give them purpose, we give them direction. Sylvia, don't answer me, but you give direction to the clerk you're going to meet in the store. And you say, I'm going into this store, and I'm going to find exactly what I want. Not find, I'm going to get exactly what I want. And the clerk is going to be loving and gentle. You see, after you practice that a while, you don't have to say that anymore. But in the beginning, you create your store perfectly. You create your clerk perfectly. You create your experiences perfectly. And then after a while, it's a habit. What a nice habit, huh? What a nice habit to walk into any store, any time, and have the finest clerk and their entire staff, which could be anybody, come up to you and say, oh, it's so nice to see you. What is it I can do for you today? Waiting on you is such a pleasure. What is it you'd like? Oh, yes, we have exactly what you want. Exactly. You see, we don't have to go there and say, do you know what store has these things? They have it. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're creating. Now, do you think that's bad, or is that wrong, or is that manipulation of the world? Is that creating the world in a condition that's contrary to what the world would like to have? I would say no. I'd say the world would be very happy to have Sylvia's running all over the place, creating beautiful clerks and beautiful stores and beautiful content. Hey, wouldn't that be great? Man. She says it is great. Well, all right. Then you don't need this talk, do you?
Oh, I love it.
You love it. It's just sort of a reiteration of your reality. Huh? Oh, my. But that's the truth. We are the creators of our world. We are the creators of every experience in our world and everything in our world. If we have negative people in our world, it's because we created them. If we have pompous people in our world, it's because we created them. We may or may not be pompous, but we create them being pompous. Now, you create the queen being humble and gentle and loving and kind and touching to the humanity, you know. You create the president being considerate about the people, rather than the president, you know. How should the president act? The president has a great, glorious responsibility to serve the people that he is the president of. Any president, company, the United States, any other nation in the world, any government whatsoever, the president is the people's man. That's his choice. I don't want to be the president. I choose just to be myself and have fun. I choose to create people out here to my liking. I am not listening to their moans and groans and desires and fires and thinking that whatever they have in their mind is what is important for me or the country. I say, I know what is good. You see, I don't have to be president to create a beautiful world. I don't have to be president to create a beautiful country. All I do is just say, now there is peace on earth and it began with me. Now there is balance on earth and it began with me. Now, you're on my right side, watch it. Now there is harmony and joy and love on earth and it began with me. Now the floods that were going across whatever are now normal. The rains fall gently on these countries. The monsoons don't have to come crashing down on India. That's because India expects it year after year after year after year after year after year. They've created that. For centuries they've created it. That's the way the weather format goes. Hey, man, Let the weather run up in the mountains, and instead of dropping rain, let it drop snow up in the Himalayas. Doesn't bother anybody up there. They expect lots of snow. The more snow they get up there, the nicer it is. You know, it sort of makes the earth go around, chomba, chomba, you know, and it's wonderful. But, hey, can't we do that? We sure can. Do we want to do that? No. Why don't we want to do it? Because we have been taught to be excited about the negative things of the world, the calamities of the world, the problems of the world. And because we're excited about the calamities of the world, we're not excited about the joyous things of the world. The newspapers don't write up all the joyous things of the world. They'd be full of them, I assure you. They'd be full of them. There are so many joyous things going on in this world that the publications wouldn't have room for them. Hey, that's natural. That happened to me the other day. That's my life, too, is harmonious, joyous, peaceful, happy. Well, hey, don't empower any negative thought by your thinking about it. Don't empower any negative appearance by your thinking about it. Don't empower it to continue. Don't empower, and don't tell anybody else about it. If you're working on a project, don't, Ellen, Ingeborg, always take it when it's passed to you. See, always take it when it's passed. You don't have to use it. Now, don't, if, my goodness gracious, she wants it after all. You don't have, oh, I see, you had a one-way street there. You see, at the table here, we teach that if you're going to have food, take it, and you don't have to take any, but pass it, because the next person might want it or might not want it. And you are creating the world abundant. You are creating the world wonderful. And if you want to keep the flow going, you've got to keep the flow going. You can't have the flow go backwards, and you can't have the flow say, I don't want any. All you do is say to yourself, hey, thank you very much, and pass it on. If someone says, would you like a cigar? Thank you very much. Pass it on. Somebody says, would you like to have a happy, happy time? Yes, thank you very much. I am. I do, as Sylvia says. I am. See, be on top of it. Be on top of it. Be a master. Be enjoying life and thrilled with life and having fun with life. But if you're going to think that the world has problems, you created them and you empowered them. I didn't create them. They're out there. I just happened to observe that. Hey, what right have you got to observe that? You walk by a house in the city. Thank you. You walk by a house in the city, and the windows are naked. Okay, you understand? The drapes aren't pulled. The curtains aren't pulled. And people are dressing inside of there. And they're doing their normal thing. They're not doing anything outrageous. They're just doing their normal thing. And you peek, don't you? You peek. And you say, oh, no, no, not I. Oh, goodness gracious, no. But you're not, the peeking is not bad. It's the judging that's bad. It's judging that they have their drapes open. You hear me? That's the judging. And that's the rotten part, the judging. Because then you will be judged. Judge not, lest you be judged with greater measure than you were judged. Ooh-wee. So be real careful. Be real careful. If you see a fight going on, peace, and walk your way. If you see a car accident about to happen, say, all is in order, and walk your way. Don't look back to see if it happened. Don't look back to see if your treatment worked. It worked, of course. But pretty soon you won't be creating fights. You won't be creating disasters. You won't be creating unhappiness in your life. You won't be creating open windows that disturb you. The naked body should never disturb anybody anyhow. It's just like the clothed body. You go to the beach, you get your swimming suit on. Little children run around without their swimming suits sometimes. You don't think a thing about it. You say, cool. You don't say, oh, look at that little child. Oh, what a shame. That parent should have more pride, you know, more whatever, you know. And silly, 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 you know. How many of you get the National Geographic magazine? How many of you look at pictures in the National Geographic magazine? Do you think any of those things are bad? That's a beautiful way of approaching many things. Now, we have a tendency to judge the world. The editors of the National Geographic magazine think they're putting out an exquisite publication that is religiously acceptable to every culture, perfectly, and they send it around the world, and it is acceptable. And people in every part of the world look at the pictures of these people, these natives of Africa who don't wear any clothes and various other things. They don't think a thing about it. And all sorts of good things, all sorts of good things are going on if you don't judge. If you have the eyes to look at the world and see the wonderful things, a little boy looks at a stream of water going down the gutter and he says, oh, a river, something to play in, good, 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 you know. And you say, oh, there goes the water. Oh, if we could just get that into the soil again, rather than going out the sewer and back out to the river, it could do such a great good. Well, hey, get out there and put yourself a little funnel in it and funnel it onto your property if that's your choice. Or better yet, don't judge it. Let that water go. And say, when the rain falls, it gently patters over my land and soaking my land, not flooding it, but soaking my land, so it's beautiful and so it's wonderful. And so everything grows abundantly and marvelously. Can we be positive? People say, oh, you're positive thinking. Oh, you're Pollyanna. You're this. Yeah, that's right. So what? You got a problem? I don't have a problem. I like what I'm doing. It works. And I'm happy. And then all of a sudden they say, how do you do that? You know, how can you be that way? How can you not observe the world and see what's going on and not be touched by it? Because I surround it with my pure white light of love. I surround everything with my pure white light of love. And when I surround everything with my pure white light of love, what happens? All of the unhappiness goes away. I don't see these circumstances anymore. They don't come anymore. They don't happen in my life anymore. They just are not. Wonderful. So, we live in a great, glorious, beautiful world. And the world is only as good as our choice. And if our choice is to see harmony, peace, love, goodness, right action, truth, and joy everywhere, then that's what we'll see. If our choice is to see the world filled with anything else, maybe abundance, maybe happy families, maybe whatever, then that's our choice, and it's wonderful. You're a wonderful audience. You're just so receptive, responsive, and making every word I say a joy to speak. Thank you very much. I love you.